Tonight's shir Simen Reish Beis, if Aleph Simen Reish Beis begins Hilchas Birkas HaPerus, the halachas of bracha on fruit and other foods in general, and Simen Reish Beis specifically Dinei Birkas Perus HaIlon, the halachas of brachas on fruits of the tree, if Aleph Al Kol Perus HaIlon, on any fruit of the tree, Mevarech B'tchila, we say a bracha first before we eat, Barei Peri Ha'etz. Chutz, with one exception, chutz me'ayayin, the exception of wine. Shemavarach alav, when we drink wine, the bracha is barei peri hagofen. Bein chai, bein levushal. Whether the wine is unmixed with water, whether the wine is cooked, bein shu osu konditon, whether you made konditon, which you add spices to it, tahainu, shnosim badavash, or pilpul, and you add to the wine honey and pepper, the bracha is barei peri hagofen. The Ramah says, when it's Arav Yayin B'Shecher, if there's a combination of wine and beer, Azlin and Acha Harov, you go by the majority. Im Harov Yayin, if the majority is wine, Mevarach Ber Pia Goffin, the Baruch is a Ber Goffin. Im Harov Shecher, if the majority is beer, Mevarach Shehakel, the Baruch is Shehakel Nevedra. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Peres Ilan, on all fruits of the tree, Bein Mishiva Saminim, whether it's from the seven special species, Bein She'en Mishiva Saminim, or it's not from the seven species, makes no difference. The Baruch is Baruch Pi'etz. Sefkan Beis Chutz Me'yayim V'chug, with the exception of wine. V'nei Shehu Seyid Halev Umesamcho. There are properties to wine that you don't find in other fruits that the wine is satisfying, and it makes one glad. Kavalo Bracha B'fnei Atzma. So the Chachamim gave it its own special bracha. Sifkan Gimel Barei Pia Goffin. Va'afilu Zov Me Atzmo Me Anov Me Liduricha. Even if the juice flowed by itself from the grape without being pressed, the bracha is Barei Pia Goffin. Vim Toa Berchal Hayayim Barei Pia Eitz. If someone by accident said Barei Pia Eitz on wine, Ayna Kaman Simen Reish Ches Sif Tesva Mishne Brura. Look ahead in Simen Reish Ches Mishne Brura. The halacha is that there's a machlekes, a hakel, you're going to be yetzah. Sifkan dal, bein mevushal, whether the wine is cooked or not makes no difference. Da'ideh habishul ein mishtana hayayin legrei yusah. By cooking it, we don't say the wine is ruined and it loses its bracha. Ve'en chilik bein in bishel yayin gufa makes the difference if you cook the actual wine. O shebishul hanavin v'atzimukin delitzes mehen yayin. Or if you cook the grapes and raisins in order to create wine. Sifkan hey, the Hainash and Noisna Vachulu. Kunditan is when you add different ingredients to the wine. Vafal Pisha Nishtana Ta'amev Rechead is that even though the flavor and scent will change because of the additions, Mimashay Kodim from what it was before. Afilo Hachilo Nishtana Hayan Lagiyusa. We don't say it ruined the wine. Vayain Iker Lagabi Iduch. The wine is the main ingredient, and that is the Iker. The figich mevarach and a love bar pegafen, and we make a bar pegafen because everything else is a tuffle. Sifkan vav devash upilpul in honey and pepper vafilu shlish devash ushlish palpa viyosamizeh. Even if it's a third honey and a third spices and more, afilu halchayin ikar. Still, the wine is the ikar. Shem lo borak lahashpicho ulhatimo, because their purpose is to improve and give flavor to the wine. So they're coming to enhance the wine. The wine is the ikar, even though it's not the majority. Usually the rule of thumb by ikar v'tafel is, we said earlier, ikar is the majority. Tafel is the minority. But in this case, it doesn't have to be, because they're coming to enhance it. Now we have examples like this. We have these peach-flavored grape juices. The buzz will be a goffin. Now it tastes different and smells different, but it's enhancing the grape juice. It's peach-flavored grape juice or whatever other flavors they have for the grape juice. Sifkan Zayin. The Ramah introduces a combination of beer and wine. B'shecher. Mishnah Berurah explains, V'shecher shal kol haminu shomazeh. In this halacha, we don't differentiate in the varieties of beers. They make beer from all kinds of fruits and grains. Makes no difference. Levad meaning mashkin shepoig min mafsin tamayin. With the exception of those beverages that will actually ruin the flavor of the wine, miyach and asarbim, as soon as they're mixed together. Kol kach, so much so, achenis atamayayin, that it doesn't have the flavor of wine, or it ruins the flavor of the wine, mevarach shahakal. In that case, you'll have to make shahakal. Sifkan ches, if harov yayin v'chulis, Ramah says, you go by the majority. If the majority is wine, the brachos are v'gofen. K'dekai melon, kol sh'ikim v'atfeila, we have a rule. When you have a main food and an incidental food together, mevarach l'ikim v'atfeila, you make the bracha on the main, and it exempts the incidental. V'kol minshu haroi v'ikr. Typically, the majority is the ikr. V'amiyat tafel hulo, and the minority is the tafel. So, if there's a minority of beer, the brach is what beer gafen. Sifka and tas mevarach bar beer gafen v'hu shalon is batel tamayan adat rivas. As long as the flavor of the wine isn't gone by the mixture. Sifka and yud v'marov sheichem v'chul. But if the majority is beer, they're going to make a shahakal. V'lo dami lahad the kaim lan the kamam b'simin reish dal sifhei b'hagol. You can't compare this to the halacha we have later on from Mishdal in the Ramal, the daishesh b'yayin mat yosem ye'echad b'shish negen amayim ha'insham. That if you dilute wine to a 1 to 6 ratio, it's still going to be considered wine, unless you have more than that. If you have more than that, then it loses the chashivas of wine. So over there, you see, the wine doesn't have to be the majority, it's clear the minority, and still b'pi ha'gafen. So why over here we're just going by the straight majority? The hasam derech mezigus yain humayim. There we're talking about the normal mix. The normal way to mix wine is with water. V'alkein lo shayich lomar diyispat hayayin negen amayim. We're not going to say that the wine becomes null and void in the water shnim zegubam that you mix it with. The nasa kol k'minichud is if it's one thing. The water that's normal to dilute the wine is considered wine. But when you come to something like beer, it's not normal to dilute wine in beer. It's just two different types. So then whatever is the majority is the ikr. His opinion that we would treat the beer the same as water and disagrees with the Ramah. So I'm not saying when it comes to beer and wine, you go by majority. You don't go by the 1 to 6 ratio. And the guy says, no, there's no difference whether it's water or whether it's beer. Be'er Aloch explains in the beginning by Priya Eitz. The bracha on Paris at Elon is Bari Priya Eitz. The Be'er Aloch says, V'yaf agav the gidulim in the aretz. Why is the bracha Bari Priya Eitz? It grows from the ground. All the fruit of the tree starts in the ground. The Chachamim did not want to cover them with the bracha of vegetables or priha aretz like any other priha adama. Because if it grows on a tree, it's more significant. So the Chacham gave it a special bracha. To mention the praise of Hashem, Shabar Peirus Chashum Keil, who made such special fruits. So, in theory, we could have made a Bar Pia Dom in anything which grows from the ground, and not differentiate if it's Pia Eitz versus Pia Dom. But the Chachamim wanted to give a special shout to Kadosh Baruch Hu that these grow on a tree, and therefore they gave it a special bracha of Bar Pia Eitz. And similarly, they want to give a special another notch up for wine. And that's Barbia Gafim. The Be'alocha continues, that whether the wine is undiluted, whether it's cooked, whether it's konditon, the bracha is Barbia Gafim. So he brings a chay odom, kos chay odom. Do adin mashakarin vermut yain. The same is true with vermouth. Shuhumar is bitter. Vermouth is bitter. Gam kene shavarachal Barbia Gafim. You should still make Barbia Gafim. The Prima Godem is not sure. Because he writes, the person doesn't really enjoy it. Rather, it's something for medicinal purposes. So it could be in his time people weren't drinking vermouth as a drink. And I think we use it as a mixture in martinis. It's a mixture. No one really drinks it straight up. But the Chayodim determines that a vermouth wine is wine and it should be pregafen. Pregafen is not convinced. And it depends on why you drink and how you drink it.
So if you add vermouth to a drink, you're going to still say shahakal then?
I think it's say shahakal, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in the notes, there's a long discussion concerning the bracha on modern day grape juice. And grape juice, which is fermenting into wine, it's called Yain Megitoy. And that's one thing to say, that's Bar Pia Gafen also. Grapes are big Gafen. But we do things to our grape juice. We pasteurize it. We add sulfites to it to retard fermentation. Does that alter the bracha? So he brings many poskim that we're familiar with, say that the bracha is Bir Gafen, nothing changes, it's still Bir Gafen, that's the right bracha, because of a kiddush, tal kaisis, no problem. But, quotes of Yashuv, that if you added chemicals to grape juice that it can no longer ferment, the bracha is now shahakal. It is no longer considered one. It loses its chashivas. When I was visiting Eretz Yisrael, I had heard Rabbi Yoshev has this mahalach about grape juice being shahakal. So I had the opportunity to ask him some questions. So I asked him, what bracha is grape juice? And he didn't answer me. So the Gabbai who was there told me after, they asked a number of things, that question did not answer. So the Gabbai said to me, he knows you're from Chutzlitz. And he knows in Chutzlitz you say Bar Pei Gafen. So why should he tell you it's Shehakel? But he taka holds a Shehakel. The grape juice that we have in the stores, he holds all Shehakel. Maybe organic is different. But if it's the regular Kedem grape juice, right, where you add sulfites to it, As soon as you add the sulfites, you get it. It's Shehakel. So the other postmen disagree with him. There's many, many postmen disagree. See, the Marav always gives the Heshwit. That's really Yosher's thing. So this answer, he wouldn't answer because he knows Yom Chutzlitz. And he knows that where you, everyone says Bir Gafen there. So he's not going to tell you Shehakel. What is Shehakel for? So immediately he didn't say. So this is another reason, if a person can drink wine, to dafka use wine instead of grape juice for Dal Kaisis, for Kiddush, Havdalah. You know, we always talk about for Dal Kaisis, there's a Cheirus. You know, Cheirus, and some people get sick from it. Good. If you can't drink, you can't. But if you can, you really should have wine. And there's another reason why, because of this issue. He also gets into a discussion if pasteurization makes a difference or not. Pashtus, it's just going to be mevushal. And lahalocha we hold mevushal is bopi agafen. Then he gets into frozen grape juice and frozen wine. Let's say you freeze it. Wine, you don't really freeze that much, but grape juice, you could freeze into popsicles, whatever. So he brings another proskim of hold that's shahakal. I tell people shahakal. If you freeze grape juice, it's shahakal. Grape juice is paschal, shahakal. He brings a number of proskim who bring that the bracha. He brings Prima Gadim as Masupik. Kafachayim says it's shahakal. He brings a stipler, Garris, that's shahakal.
It's changing.
Once you turn it into a frozen thing, it's no longer, it lost the chashivas. And now it's just a shahakal.